This is Channel of Mercy Radio, and I'm your host, Bishop Jeremiah, inspiring love across the nations. It's a good day, it's a good morning, and I would like to welcome all of you onto the station. The Lord bless you, and I believe that the Lord has been good to you. I believe that you've had a great night and your morning is going well. I believe and bless God for your life. And this morning we're going to take another journey into the Word of God. The Lord bless you, and the Lord cause His face to shine on you as we you come along in the spirit of love, in the spirit of excellence. And we bless God for this morning. It's a great day. It's a good day. We are fortunate to have another good day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. For your listening pleasure, let's listen to this song written by a pastor in our church in the UK, Reverend Daniel. And we want to, it says, every name that is named, every name that is named from the album, every name that is named. And we want to kickstart our program today, our teaching time, with this wonderful song.
All nights, serve the Lord with us. Come before His presence with singing. That the Lord is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is His
gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts this morning with praise. We want to adore you, Lord. We exalt your name and we magnify your name for who you are and for everything that you do for us, oh God. We bless your name. We exalt your name. And we bless you, Lord.
Somebody join me, praise and celebrate the name that is above every other name.
Yeah, the name is Jesus. Every name that is named. Your name is above every name that is named. Yes.
Every name that is named, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Dominion, power, and might, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Principalities and powers, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Holy Ghost in me, with Jesus on the throne, I am far above. Name, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Dominion, power, and might, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Principalities and powers, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Ghost in me, with Jesus on the throne, I am far above.
Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 20-21 says, God has set Jesus Christ at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers, dominion and might, and every name that is named, both in this world and even the world to come. Beloved, as King of God, this inheritance, the name Jesus Christ.
Every name that is named, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Dominion, power, and might, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Principalities and powers, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Holy Ghost in me, with Jesus on the throne, I am far above. Every name that is named, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Dominion, power, and might, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Principalities and powers, hallelujah, Jesus is above. Holy Ghost in me, with Jesus on the throne, I am far above.
Colossians chapter 3, the verse 1 says, we have been risen with Christ, and therefore also seated above. this world, not for this world, and even the world to come. Beloved, you are far above all circumstances of life. You are more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, get excited and use your name. Holy Ghost in you. Holy Ghost in me. Holy Ghost in us. With Jesus on the throne, we are far above. Holy Ghost in you. Holy Ghost in me. Holy Ghost in us. With Jesus on the throne, we are far above. Oh, 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 with Jesus on the throne, you are far above. Hey, hey, with Jesus on the throne, I am far above.
Yes, Lord, this morning we are grateful for giving us a new day, for giving us another day. We do not take the day for granted, and we say, Lord, we worship you. We give you praise, we give you glory, we honor you, and we adore you. Lord, we pray for our frontliners out there, all the health service workers. Lord, we commit them into your hands. We commit families struggling into your hands. We commit everyone out there into your hands. And we ask that your grace, oh God, will be available for them. Lord, we ask that your healing power, your healing virtue will be present with them. We ask, oh God, that you will heal the land. For your word declares that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, you said you will hear from heaven and you will heal the land. Lord, as we go into this program today also, we agree, Lord, I agree with every listener out there, and we commit the earth into your hands, and we ask that, Lord, heal the land, heal the land. Whatever the enemy is up to, you are superior to it. You knew all that was going to happen upon the earth before everything started happening. We ask, oh God, that you will save us, you will deliver us, you will heal us, you will preserve us, that your presence will be a covering to us. All the health workers, your children, your sons and daughters, preserve and protect them in the name of Jesus. Let today also be a day of God's protection, a day of God's deliverance. Pass over the earth. Excellent glory be evident. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We honor you, Lord. And we thank you for another day and another time in your presence. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. And we adore you. You are God, and there is none like you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. Take all the adoration. Take all the praise. And take all. We thank you, Lord. You are tuned in to Channel of Mercy, and I'm your host this morning, Bishop Jay, and Channel of Mercy, inspiring love across the nations. We believe that God's love must be carried across the nations, and that is why we share his word, and that is why we come your way every day. And I believe that for his end time glory, I believe that God is on your side. I believe that God is your God, and God will give you grace. God's grace will be upon you. I ask for God's grace for you. This morning, before we get into the word, my prayer is that the grace of God would deal well with you. The grace of God would deal well with you. That you will be planted, rooted in his grace. That his grace would deal well with you and do you good. I want you to know that it is by God's grace. All things through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No matter what, don't live in fear. Just stick to good practices and save yourself. Stay home, stay safe, and let God do the rest. Because it is by God's grace, all things through Christ Jesus. And I want you to know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Everything you need is right here. All of your bones, yes, I'm aware. And when you're down, I'll be right there. You can call on me, cause I hear your prayer.
No, no other name can put joy where there is pain.
He will do it for you, but first you gotta know that it's by God.
It's by God's grace.
It's by God's grace. It's by God's grace. All things through Christ Jesus. And indeed, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this is the confidence that we have in Christ. And I pray that this will be your confidence in this season and in this time, that you are living and constantly moving out if you have to really go out and do anything. by the grace of God. Your life, Bible says, our lives are hid in Christ who is in God. There is a God who is out there, who holds you together, who watches over you, because he says, I watch over my word to perform. And listen to me, your God is a great performer. Don't you for a minute doubt your God. Don't you for a minute doubt your safety, because you are hid in Christ who is in God. And God has your back. It's by God's grace and all things through Christ Jesus. And I speak over you that no weapon formed against you and your household will prosper. The enemy is defeated. Bible says the horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. So don't allow fear to direct you. Allow God to lead you. Because everything you listen to in this season, as you listen to the news, all the channels you tune into, it's as though it's a competition for numbers of those who are dying. And now it's as though there's a competition of those who want to prove that everything is flattening and everything is beginning to go down. And beloved, don't be caught up in the panic and in the fear of all these. Yesterday, I was watching one of excerpt of the news and I saw graves being dug. And I said, wow, what have we come to in this world today? And if you are not careful, the only thing that will grip you in this season, especially as we are confined to be in the house, will be to watch these things and fear. But listen, Bible says fear has torments. Fear has torments. And I pray that nobody will be tormented. And the moment fear begins to torment you, it creates room. It creates cracks in for the devil to work. But listen, you are standing by God's grace, and I know you will survive by God's grace, and you will make it by God's grace, and you will win by God's grace, because it is by God's grace, and no weapon of a virus formed against you shall prosper. This is your vindication from the Lord. Good morning. I'm your host, Bishop Jeremiah. And you are tuned in to Channel of Mercy Radio, inspiring love across the nations. We've been looking at, we've been studying portions of the Bible. We've been looking at the spirit of understanding. We've been looking, picking it from spirits of God. And one of them is the spirit of understanding. And I decided to share with you understanding so that you will be able to understand how understanding works and what ought to be understanding and how your life ought to be rooted in understanding and how understanding is what everything about our life and relationships together. So we're going to continue today, and the Lord bless you as we go into his word. Father, we thank you and bless you once more. We ask that, Lord, you will hallow this moment, and let your blessing be evident for us as we study your word. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Once again, I want to welcome you to Channel of Mercy Radio, inspiring love across the nations. And I'm your host, Bishop Jay. Now, to the word of God, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of understanding. Yesterday, I said I was going to touch on the role of understanding today, the role of understanding. Yesterday, we looked at a few things, and one of the things I said was that understanding makes your work easier. And I read to you the story of Jesus as he was passing by with his disciples and saw the blind man, the man who was blind from birth. And this story is in John chapter 9. And Jesus saw this man who was blind from birth. His disciples asked him a question. They said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And I shared with us that a lot of times when we see things happen or when we see things along the path of our destiny, we want to attribute blame. We want to look for who did what and who did not do what. We want to look out for who we can blame for what is happening along the path of our destiny. And these disciples were walking with the physical Jesus, but you are walking also with the real Jesus, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever the same. So you are also walking with Jesus. And my question to you is that, do you keep asking questions about happenings around you and to look for who to blame? And that comes as a result of lack of understanding. And that is why God has given us His Spirit of understanding, so that the Spirit of understanding will so wire you and produce in you the understanding you need in real time to live the life of Christ. And beloved, because of this, it is important that you build your personal relationship with God, because everything we are sharing here can only come alive in your walk with God if you are building your personal relationship with God, because the emphasis is on your personal relationship with God. And hear me clear that this time of lockdown should be the time that we all need to develop our personal relationship with God and take it to heart. I believe that in the midst of the chaos and the pandemic and everything that is happening, there is something deep God is doing, because God is not a liar. God's word is true and it holds true. And I'm telling you, everybody wants to blame somebody. Everybody wants to blame somebody for it. And everything, it just happens to look like we are in a very chaotic situation right now. And listen, we are looking for blames. But listen, if you have understanding, Bible says, for the children of Issachar, they understood the seasons and they knew what Israel ought to do. Beloved, what do you understand in this season? It takes understanding to key into your God moment in this season. And that is why I'm bringing this your way. So the disciples asked Jesus all these questions. And listen to Jesus's answer. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents. It says, the onus is not on this man or his parents. You cannot look for. He said, listen, but that, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. The reason for this man's predicament is that God has so strategically positioned him in life so that God will be made manifest in him. And then he adds to it for them. It says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Beloved, scripture says you are also the light of the world. And as long as you are in this world, you are the light of the world. You must do the works of him who sent you. And you can only prevail and do this by the Spirit of understanding. By the Spirit of understanding, which has been freely given to you. So understanding makes your work easier. Understanding helps you work easy. And I also said yesterday that understanding makes your work meaningful. Beloved, you can work and your work may not be meaningful, but it takes understanding to make your work meaningful. And I read a scripture that I love so much, and I want to touch on it before I go into today's chapter. I read Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. It says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through the commandment, through thy commandment hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me." Beloved, the word of God, the commandments of God will always make you wiser than your enemies. You know what that also means? Maybe I didn't touch on that yesterday. It also means that the word of God, the commandments of God, will not only make you wiser than your enemies. You see, when you are wiser than your enemies, it means that you are able to appropriate things. Wisdom is the ability to appropriate things well. So it means that you are able to position yourself in life and do things in life that the enemy cannot have any winning edge over you. So through the word of God, through understanding that word, through your ability to get understanding and to be able to do what you have to do in the day, you have the winning edge over the enemy. So listen, God is so wise that he has not put your victory in the hand of a man of God. I'm telling you the truth. I'm a bishop. I've been a pastor for years. And I can tell you of a truth that God in his wisdom does not put your destiny in a man of God's hand. God can never put your breakthrough in a man of God's hand. He may choose to use the man of God, but listen, he uses any man of God to do things in your life based on his will for your life, not based on the instinct of the man of God for your life. Maybe you're listening and you think I'm preaching a different gospel, but the truth must be told. And I believe that the truth must be told by men of God so that the children of God, the people of God, will understand that don't you put your faith in me, your pastor. When you put your faith in me, you will perish. You will perish because you must put your faith in Christ. Because listen, I said to you, it says you are hid in Christ who is in God. It never said you are hid in your pastor or your bishop or your reverend who is in God, who is in Christ and hid in God. It's such a long journey. God wants to deal with you directly. And it says, though through thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Listen, your enemies will ever be with you. It says a man's enemies will be what? People of his own household. So your enemies will ever be with you. You will ever have enemies around you. But what gives you the winning edge over your enemies is the word of God. So it says, my people perish for the lack of understanding. If you do not understand, you will perish. I pray that none of us will be perished as we go through this. Verse 99 says, of Psalm 119 says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditations. Beloved, what forms your meditation? What is your meditation? Is it what God is doing in your life? Your testimonies are things that happen between you and God. That is where your personal relationship with God comes alive. That is where it comes alive. And it says that I have more understanding than all my teachers, because after I have been taught, I go to meditate and I factor it into a personal relationship with God. I do not build my personal relationship with God based on the pastor that is teaching me, based on the bishop that is teaching me, based on the reverend that is teaching me, but I base my personal relationship on Jesus Christ. And then he says in 100, I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. And I read 130, verse 130, 119. It says, the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. They are unfolding, gives understanding. Beloved, this is the key. The entrance and the unfolding of God's word will bring you light. Light stands for development. It will bring you development. It will bring you increase. It will bring you elevation. It will bring you promotion. It will bring you joy. It will bring you peace. It will bring you everything that God desires that your life will be empowered by. And he says, they are unfolding, gives understanding. Oh, what a beauty. The unfolding of God's word brings understanding. I pray that as you listen to me, the Lord gives somebody understanding. As we talk about nothing but understanding itself. Amen. 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 And I want to read a scripture that I read from the beginning as I open up today. And I will read to you Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11 of Isaiah. Quickly. And I will read just the verse 1 and 2 today. I'll just read the verse 1 and 2. It says, and there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, David's father, that is Jesse, and a branch out of his root shall grow and bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord. The seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God. These are the seven spirits of God. And I want to read another scripture to you. I mentioned it the very first day, but I did not read it out to you. But I want to read it out to you today. And if you quickly turn your Bibles with me to Revelations, as I open it myself to Revelations, I think Revelations chapter 5, Revelations chapter 5, and the verse number, six. Revelations chapter 5. Yes, I think I'm right. Verse number 6. It says, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Beloved, this is so crucial for you to understand, because Revelation tells us that, talks about these seven spirits of God, and it says these seven spirits have been sent out into all the earth. And beloved, I want you to know that it is because of you and I that is why these seven spirits of God have been sent into the earth to help us, the heirs of salvation, to help us through this journey, to help us and to deliver us from wolves in sheep's clothing, to help us and to deliver us from Satan and his host, to help us and to deliver us from wickedness and from evil people. That is why it is important for you to have understanding and to know what understanding is, and to be able to understand the word understanding and to appreciate the role and the part of the word understanding, and to know that the spirit of understanding is one of the seven spirits of God that has been sent into the earth to help us to be able to live this Christian life, to help us the heirs of salvation. And that is why I am sharing this with you. And it takes the spirit of understanding to wire you in a way that you will be able to have clarity and have understanding. And I said also that the spirit of understanding or understanding creates a harmony between your five senses and your spiritual sense, and it brings to the forefront, or it must bring two things to the forefront of your life: clarity of insight and the intelligence of practical living, or the intelligence of practical matters, the intelligence that is needed. So two things that has to be characterized with your life constantly: your Christian self, your professional self, your marital self, your whatever you do. And understanding must cut across the profile of your life. If you do not understand anything, it's not going to work well. And this will be more evident in what I'm about to share: the role of understanding. The first thing I want you to get very clear is that it helps you retain the word of God and facilitates easy obedience. Understanding helps you retain the word of God. Understanding helps you retain the word of God and facilitates easy obedience. Beloved, what is lacking in the kingdom today, what is lacking in our Christian life today, is the lack of understanding. We are not able to retain the word of God. We are not able to assimilate the word of God. We are not able to appropriate the word of God. And this deprives us of obeying the word. But listen, the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. It is not the things you can do for God, but the truth is in how obedient you are with God. You are tuned into Channel of Mercy Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Jay, and inspiring love across the nations. Bible says God is love. And this morning we're sharing God's word, and we've been looking at the spirit of understanding. If you have just tuned in, we have been looking at the spirit of understanding, and I am dealing with the role of understanding. And I just said that understanding, the role understanding plays in your journey with God, in your personal walk with God, is it helps you retain the word of the Lord and facilitates easy obedience. There is the need for you to be able to retain the word of God, not to just hear the word of God, not to just preach the word of God if you are a man of God, not to just stand there and declare anything from the word of God because you have been brooding over the word to have a word to go and share with the people of God. So all you are consumed by is to go preach. That is beyond that. You need for yourself to be able to retain the word of God, to be able to, so the word can facilitate your obedience to the word. The thing we've been called to is a personal walk with God, a personal relationship with God. And this is my concern. And that is why I'm treating this. Psalm 119 verse 33 and 34 says, it says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." And then he says, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law." Beloved, when you have understanding, you can keep the word. It takes understanding for you to be able to keep the word. It says, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Beloved, when you are reading the scriptures and you come across a semicolon, then it tells you that what you are about to continue to read explains what you just read. And it says, give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, which means give me understanding, and I shall retain thy law. And this is the explanation. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart, which means that when I'm able to retain the word, I will be able to observe it with my whole heart. So, beloved, if you are listening to me and there is a struggle in your marriage, there is a struggle in your job, there is a struggle in your relationships, there is a struggle in your friendships, there is a struggle in any aspect of your life, and you cannot bring into, you cannot bring to bear the word of God, you cannot bring to bear the principles of the word of God, then it means you lack understanding, and you need to pray God. And I pray God for you as you listen, that the Lord help you so you will be able to get understanding, so you can retain his word. So you can retain his word, because that is the only thing that can facilitate your obedience. And listen, obedience is key in your relationship with God. Obedience is key in your succeeding as a Christian. Obedience is key in your walking in the truth of the word of God. And the word of God says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So your freedom in as a Christian, your freedom as a husband, your freedom as a wife, your freedom as a daughter or as a son of that family, your freedom as an employee, your freedom as a human being, your freedom as the Christian you are is tied to your ability to obey the word of God. So when there is a struggle in your relationship with God, there will be struggles in every aspect of your life. I want somebody to take a cue from this. Slow down. Examine your personal relationship with God. Examine your personal relationship with God. Look, what matters to me is not whether you are a charismatic or orthodox or whatever you are. It does not matter what church you go to. We have used church to bring a lot of division in the body of Christ. We have used money to create a lot of division in the body of Christ. We have used materialism to create a lot of divisions in the body of Christ. And this is not the truth of his word. This is not the reason why he saved you. This is not the reason why he called us to do his work. He called us, he says in, I think, Obadiah somewhere, it says, and saviors shall arise on Mount Zion. If God has you in his kingdom, then you must take the embodiment of a savior. And which savior does not understand his work? That is why I read to you about the journey of Jesus and his disciples in John chapter 9, verse 1 to 5, regarding the blind man. They took a journey with Jesus, just like we are on a journey with Jesus. But our lack of understanding is making us look for who to blame. But I dare you to stop blaming your employer. I dare you to stop blaming your employee. I dare you to stop blaming the pastors. I dare you to stop blaming the congregation. I dare you to stop blaming your spouse, your children, and anybody around you. I dare you to stop blaming them. Begin to look within and ask yourself, how much of God's word have I been able to retain? How much of God's word do I even understand? How much of God's word is working in my life? Am I working with worldly principles, or I'm working with biblical principles? And the challenge for me as a pastor over this short period of my life has been that I have found people living in worldly principles and trying to be Christians. How can you get into the Word? How will you understand the Word? We pick examples from the world, but listen, Scripture tells me that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Understanding helps you retain the Word of the Lord. And listen, Bible says the world is going to come into a situation that there is going to be hunger or famine of the Word of God. And when you read that Scripture, it continues to say that seven women will take hold of one man and say, marry us, and just put your name on us. Do you know what that means? Name is your placement. Name is the position God gives you. Beloved, getting into the Word enlarges your placement in life. And I dare somebody to seek the Word of God. Use the season. As I was driving into the studio this morning, I spoke to a very fine, nice gentleman, a brother, and he said, Bishop, I am enjoying everything you have been teaching us. And he said something. He said, Bishop, what you are teaching is not what people want to hear. What you are teaching is not what the churches want to preach. But Bishop, I want you to know that people need to understand that it is about a personal walk with God. And especially this lockdown, people must look at their personal walk with God. And I said, my brother, this is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I told him, this is the reason why I love to be on radio. This is the reason why I don't want to be on any video or anything. No, I want to speak to you void of my face, void of how I look like. If you don't already know me, you don't need to see me. But who you need to know and who you need to see is Jesus. If only I can be your connector to retaining God's Word, to getting back to basics with God, to getting into the Word of God, and to know that your root is to understand His Word and allow Him to make out of you what He has determined and destined you to be. Understanding. Understanding will turn you into a learner. Understanding, one of the things understanding would do for you as you begin to understand, because I believe that some of you, as you are beginning to listen to me and begin to understand what I'm saying, you want to just learn. You want to just learn. Learn. And a learner is a person who is learning a subject or skill. So you would want to perfect. You would want to perfect that which you are into. So understanding would turn you to want to be a better husband. Understanding would turn you into a better wife. Understanding would turn you into a better employer, a better employee. Understanding would turn you into a better person, a better Christian. Understanding would make you want to seek the Lord with everything that is in you. Psalm 119, verse 73. It says, thy words have made me and fashioned me. Listen, thy word. As I began to understand your word, as I gave myself to your word made me. Oh, I pray that the word of God, as you begin to understand, the word will make you in your journey. The word will make your marriage a success. The word will make your family a good family. The word will make your children excellent children. The word will fashion you. It says, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. And listen, give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. I pray that the word of God, as you begin to have understanding, will fashion you, will make you, will turn you into another man. The That is what the word of God is able to do. As you get understanding, that you learn his commandments, as you become a learner of the word of God, the hand of God makes you. The hand of God fashions you into the beauty that the world has not seen before. Scripture says, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, what God has in store for them who love him. Listen. It says, all things will work together for the good of them that love God, who have been called. Beloved, you have been called according to his purpose. And as you get understanding, it says, give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. You know why? Because when I do that, your word will make me. Your word will fashion me into the person that you have destined me to do. Beloved, what changes your life is not anointing oil. It's not olive oil. What changes your life is not any direction you are given. What changes your life is the word of God. That is why scripture says that your word is yea and in you, amen. It is the word that gives life. Bible says it is the word that gives life. Beloved, the Spirit of God uses the inspiration of the word of God and produces life in you, and it becomes the life of God. And all this is brewed in the pot of your understanding. So should you understand, I'm telling you, you will be a pace setter. And I pray that the spirit of understanding will be activated in you. I pray that your personal walk with God will take on a new meaning as you listen to me. That you will seek God, that you will make time, that you will allow God to help you seek the word of God. That your life will be fashioned in his word. Understanding will turn you into a learner. And as you learn, you become what you learn. Beloved, it's time for you to shake laziness off. It's time for you to shake every laxity off. It's time for you to shake every devil of your life, so you can study the word. That is why I said yesterday that this is the reason why. It's because Paul wanted his son Timothy to have understanding, so he told Timothy that study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Beloved, it's time to seek the word. It's time. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, for in them ye know that ye have life. Beloved, this is what the Christian life is about. It's not about belonging to a big church. It's not about belonging to a small church. I've met people who said, I am passionate about small churches where I can contribute and make it big. And I've heard people say, I can never go to a small church. I believe in a big church. A big church shows that God is doing something. That, listen, it's not about big church. It's not about small church. It's not about charismatic. It's not about Pentecostal. It is not about Orthodox. It's not about any church. You know who has brought divisions and created churches and given names to churches? God did not. It's human beings. It is human beings. It is us who have created all this. But listen, we cannot, understanding will tell you that you cannot bring God into your space for him to work, because God needs you in his space. That is why he has given the spirit, the seven spirits of God, of which the spirit of understanding is a part. That the seven spirits have been, like we are told in Revelation 5:6, sent into the earth. Why? So that we can be elevated into God's space of understanding. So we can be carried. Beloved, you can only prevail and do well and become who God says you are when you are working or walking or living in God's space and realm of understanding. That is the only way your life can be so orchestrated that you will fulfill your ministry, you will fulfill your calling, you will fulfill your destiny, you will fulfill that which God has given you. It says, without me, ye can do nothing. It says, do not be deceived. Whatsoever seed a man sows, that shall he reap. Now listen, this next point, I believe it will blow your mind and it will help you. Understanding will bring you to a place of favor. Understanding will bring you to a place of favor. You want to come to a place of favor? Don't you come to me to lay hands on you. When I lay hands on you, how is it going to bring you into a place of favor? The question is, if the pastor is laying hands on you, is the pastor in a place of favor? If Bishop is laying hands on you, is Bishop in a place of favor? If Bishop is giving you oil and telling you that this is the anointing oil for favor, is oil going to bring you favor? There is an oil that is higher than olive oil. There is an anointing that is higher than any man laying hands on you. Bible says, ye have an unction that ye need not to be taught by any man, because that unction brings you all things. Listen to Proverbs 13 verse 15 and you understand what I'm saying. It says, good understanding giveth favor. Beloved, I've not come across any scripture that tells me a good bishop gives favor. For me to stand in the pulpit and make it as though it is about me. When I pray over you, when I declare over you, when I anoint you, that is when God's favor will come to you. I don't hold the key to God's favor. I am also a benefactor and a beneficiary of God's favor. And I need to be humbled to know that what he says is that a good understanding gives favor. But listen, he said, but the way of transgressors is hard. Oh, I pray the church will understand this. It says, the way of transgressors is hard. Beloved, when I transgress and I make it all about me and my calling and my preaching and my anointing, and I wield an olive oil and I think that that is what will bring you the anointing, it's a lie. It will make your way hard for you. When you are in error, it will make your way hard for you. When you put your faith in man rather than the word of God, it will make your way hard for you. No wonder there are so many people in church, but things are so difficult for them. Their marriages are hard for them. Raising the children is hard for them. Because there is lack of understanding. When the situation is hard, you need to seek understanding from God. Pray God to help you understand. Why is life so hard for me? Why is life so hard? Just like Rebecca prayed. Rebecca was barren, but God intervened. She became pregnant and she started, and there was fight in her womb. And he said, why am I thus? Why is this battle going on in me? Beloved, there is a battle going on in you. God is answering your prayer, but there is a battle going on in you. And the reason for the battle, like Rebecca, you do not understand that you are carrying two nations that God is going to set the records with. You don't know what you carry, so you don't understand. He says, good understanding giveth favor. You want to come to a place of favor? Nobody can anoint you to that place of favor. I'm telling you, Nobody can anoint you. Don't be deceived. You want favor over your business? You want favor over your marriage? You want favor over your household? You want favor over the endeavors of your life? You want favor over your children? You want favor over everything that your hand is into? You want favor around your life so you can sit in peace, in joy, and know that indeed God is with me? Beloved, what you need is not an anointing olive oil. What you need is not a man of God to lay hands on you. What you need is a meaningful personal relationship with God, that you are investing your life into good understanding. Good understanding. What gives favor? Favor is free. Favor comes as a result of good understanding. Good understanding. Good understanding. You are tuned into Channel of Mercy Radio. Inspiring love across the nations. And I'm your host, Bishop Jeremiah. We have been looking at our journey through the Word of God today. And we've been looking at the spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. And I just finished with a point which I said, understanding will bring you to a place of favor. And the scripture I read says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Beloved, don't be in error. The way of transgressors is hard. And the difficulty is when you are in transgression and yet you don't even know that you are a transgressor. Now, when we talk about transgression, who is a transgressor? It says to go beyond the bounds of moral principle or other established standard of behavior. Beloved, these things are in the scripture. There are so many of us out there that are going beyond the bounds of moral principle and or other established standard of behavior. There is a standard of behavior in the Bible, in the Word of God, for the man of God, for the child of God, for the Christian. There is a standard behavior in the Word of God for the child of God, for the Christian. And it says that, but the way of a transgressor is hard. When you don't follow this, your ways will become hard. And listen, as long as you transgress, there will be a man of God that will lie to you and say, I need to pray for you before it will be restored. I don't dispute the good part. The good part is that when you have good understanding that is giving you favor, God gives you a good man of God with good favor that helps you, that aids you. But the man of God, it does not become the epitome of your practice or your faith. It is God. My next point for you today is that understanding, we've been looking at the role of understanding. Understanding produces patience. Understanding produces patience. And Proverbs 14:29 says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Beloved, it takes great understanding to be slow to wrath. And listen, it says, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. He that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. I pray that you will not be one that exalts fully. That you will not be a person that exalts fully. And Proverbs 11 verse 12 says, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, But a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Oh, isn't that beautiful? A man of understanding holds his peace. I pray that whatever you are dealing with in life, be it your marriage, your job, with your children, your church, with your pastor, whatever you are dealing with your congregation, I pray that God grants you understanding that you can hold your peace. I pray that God grants you insight, that the spirit of understanding will so activate and so wire you that you can be patient, that you will hold your peace by the spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. It produces patience. And listen, you will possess your possessions in patience. You will come to where God has destined you to be with great patience. And it takes understanding to walk in this kind of patience. Understanding will make you hold your peace. Understanding will make you hold your peace and not insult your wife and not insult your husband, though you may feel justified. Understanding will make you hold your peace and not curse your children. Understanding will make you hold your peace and not curse that congregation member. Understanding will make you hold your peace and not curse your father. Understanding will make you hold your peace, that you will be so patient because you understand what is required of you by God's word, because your personal relationship is in the right place. It will make you hold your peace, that you will not curse anybody, that you will not be vindictive, that you will not pay evil. Understanding will make you patient. It will make you patiently depend on God in the hard times. When things are not working well, you will not rush to work them out. You will not rush to make them work. You will not look for solution. You will be patient because you understand and you know that God works with every season. And I need you to understand that God packages himself into moments. Therefore, every moment you go through, God is able to package himself into those moments. You may be dealing with some anger situation right now as you listen to me. If you can understand that God packages himself into every moment and God is able to work with every moment, then know that God can work with that anger situation and you will be able to have the proper understanding and be patient. But listen, it is the unfolding of his word that brings you understanding as well. So in your patience, rely on the word of God. Ask God for understanding. Ask God to help you. Ask him for it. The last point I have for today is understanding turns you into a man of wisdom. Understanding would turn anybody into a man of wisdom. And listen to what scripture says. Proverbs 14, verse 33 and to 35. It will interest you. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. Listen. Listen, it says, I said, understanding turns you into a man of wisdom. And listen, it says, wisdom rests in the heart of him that hath understanding. When you have understanding, you suddenly become wise. People attribute you to be somebody that is wise. And listen to the process. It said, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. That which is in the midst of fools is made known. And listen, it says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And it says, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Listen, Bible says that even a fool, when he is quiet, is deemed to be wise. Even a fool, when he is quiet, is deemed to be wise. Even a fool, when he is quiet, is deemed to be wise. And he says, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding. But that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Beloved, I pray that the Lord will help you. Once again, you've been listening to Channel of Mercy Radio. I'm your host, Bishop Jay. And this is where you need to be. This is where you need to be plugged into for the Word of God. And I believe you have been blessed by the Word of God. We thank God for another day. We bless God and the Lord bless you. And tomorrow at the same time, 11 o'clock, we will be on. And I pray for you. I pray for your family. I pray for your household. I pray for your dreams and aspiration. I pray over you. And I ask that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep you in perfect peace. Let God prove himself so strong on your behalf. Let God deal well with you and your household. Let God be the one that will cause your head never to be bowed in shame, but for your head should be lifted in oil, in butter, that you will find peace, security, joy, abundance, and progress. I pray that he will bless you until you have no room for that blessing that God alone is able to bring. The Lord bless you and have a great day. And for my last song that I'm playing for you, it says, if God be for us. And this is by the Three Winans Brothers. If God be for us, know that God is for you. God is for you. And he is on your side. The Lord bless you.
Thank you. same tribe.